1-800-512-5008 or email mxcc519 at verizon.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, on Friday, May 15th, the award-winning Midnight Ravers will present a three-hour marathon special from 12 midnight to 3 a.m. Join us for The Soul of a Man, a tribute to the legendary Harry Belafonte, in which we'll pay homage to Harry Belafonte and his legacy. So, mark that date on your calendar, in purple, tell a friend, tune in, and be sure to show your support. That's Friday, May 15th, 12 midnight to 3 a.m., for The Soul of a Man, a tribute to the legendary Harry Belafonte. Miss this one and hate yourself.
The Midnight Ravers, where every show is a special.
Hi, I'm Rosie Perez, and this is WBAI, listener-supported non-commercial radio in New York.
And you're listening to radio station WBAI New York still. It's 7 o'clock on a Wednesday night, and that means it's time for Off the Hook.
The telephone keeps ringing, so I ripped it off the wall. I cut myself while shaving, now I can't make a call.
And a very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Hook. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you on this Wednesday night. Joined tonight by Mike. Why did that not work? Hang on, I turned it up. So I want to speak maybe a little louder.
All right, good evening.
Reggie, what am I doing wrong? I've got the buttons pushed. I've got the knob up, and for some reason it's not working. We're still getting accustomed to our new home here. Did I not do it right?
Yeah, you're on.
Well, he's not on. I'm on, but Mike's not on.
Wait.
Okay, we're figuring out, folks. Fortunately, and I'm talking now because I'm over there.
Yeah.
Mike should be over there or there, and he's not. When he talks, you don't hear anything.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, now.
I'm hearing some hiss now.
How's that?
Oh, there
good
he
evening.
Is. Okay,
wow.
There he is.
I hope. I want to wish you a good evening four times, so...
So you didn't tell me about that knob. Someone turned that one down.
Someone touched it, and they shouldn't.
All right. Whoever touched that knob, we're on to you.
Yeah.
So joined tonight by Mike.
Yes, still a good evening.
All right. Kyle.
Present.
All right. Your mic works. Rob T. Firefly.
Good evening.
Bernie S.
Greetings from Philadelphia.
Bernie, you have a rather annoying sound on your phone line tonight. You hear that?
An annoying sound?
Yeah,
kind of like a buzzing, hissing sort of thing.
Really? I'm sorry. I don't know if it's here or if it's something there at the studio.
It's something I haven't heard before.
How about if I try it this?
No, I think it's local. I'm pretty sure it's local.
Yeah.
But we'll just try and hobble through. Yeah, if you could. That would be helpful. And we have a special two-hour program. You have to deal with us for 2 hours tonight as we not only get used to our new home here in Brooklyn, but attempt to raise funds so that we can stay here in our new home in Brooklyn. It's live radio at its best, I think. And we have with us in the studio a very, very special guest, Andy of the Yes Men, is joining us tonight.
Present.
Wow. Well, now you guys have a brand new film coming out, and that's something that we're going to devote the whole first hour to that, because this is just such exciting news that when a new film comes out, you have to devote an entire hour to it. And then for the second hour, we're just going to have one of our usual casual analyses. I turned him down. Do you want to hear the hiss?
No, it actually sounds fine.
Well, it sounds fine because I turned him down. If I turn him up, you'll hear the hiss.
Oh,
okay.
There's no reason to keep the hiss on when, yeah. But okay, the hiss is there now. And I sound different, too.
My
sounds
hiss?
Like, yeah, your hiss.
Yeah, no, because it's
hold on, let me unplug my hiss.
The faders, because they're feeding into each other. That's why.
Oh, they're feeding into each other. Okay, we'll try and keep that as calm as possible. Okay, back to Andy and the Yes Men and the new film. We are going to be making a very special offer tonight for people who want to support the station, for people who want to get involved with the Yes Men, for people who just are into all the things that, that we cover week after week. But Andy, let me give you a couple of moments here to just give us a brief rundown of what this film is, when it's coming out, how long you've been working on it, what you expect to change in society by putting this film out at this particular point in time, things like that.
Yes, everything. It's the third Yes Men film, and you know what we do is get ourselves invited to corporate conferences as people were not, and make big statements on their behalf that are either really nice or really strange, or sometimes we get them to dance in a circle.
Could you give an example of the past when you did that? One of your previous.
At one point, I was accidentally invited onto the BBC as a representative of Dow Chemical.
I actually saw that live.
Oh,
I think it was before I knew you, and I saw this interview taking place. And it just seemed a bit odd.
Yeah.
What made it odd?
The fact that I was the interviewee instead of a Dow Chemical spokesperson, which the BBC thought I was.
Well, yeah, but then once you were on the air, you started saying things that didn't quite add up.
Well, on behalf of Dow, I took full responsibility for the Bhopal catastrophe, which Dow is responsible for because they bought the company that caused it.
Right.
But they've refused that argument.
I remember thinking at the time when you said that this finally was a good thing that Dow was doing. They're finally taking responsibility, and maybe this could serve as an example for other mega corporations.
Yeah,
but alas, it turned out not to be true.
Right?
And how did Dow react when they found out that you were speaking for them on the BBC?
They were a bit angry, I guess. I mean, they spoke in PR language, so that it was a very well-tempered little paragraph, which we then augmented into a giant press release on their behalf.
So you continued even after you were found out. You continued to speak for them. Or to basically say that they were doing certain things? Like, what was the next step?
We had some time on our hands. Yeah. we wrote a big press release. They were... it was revealed that this was false. This wasn't Dow. And Dow issued a short statement about it. And one funny thing that happened during that period when it was believed to be true is that Dow was doing the right thing in Bhopal, taking responsibility for compensating the survivors, et cetera, was that the stock value of Dow plunged by about $2 billion.
Wow.
And then came right back up as soon as it was revealed.
But still, for a few minutes, you made $2 billion disappear.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But then you actually, and correct me if I'm wrong, because maybe this is another thing I'm thinking of. After you were found out, you issued a statement from them basically denouncing what you had done, except it was still you saying it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just to be really, really clear about what Dow wasn't doing. And
how do they deny that? How do they separate themselves from you saying what they want to say anyway?
They can't. And years later, people would say, "Oh my God, you got Dow to issue this amazing long statement. It was awesome." It's like, yeah, it was.
And Dow is only one. I mean, you've had the World Trade Organization disbanded at one point.
Yeah, we've done this a few times. And the latest one, we spoke as the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which is actually the largest lobbying organization in the world. Their clients are all big, giant businesses. And they lobby on behalf of these businesses in the Senate, in the Congress, on TV, in all kinds of different ways. They're funded by the oil industry, largely, in large part. And they lobby on behalf of their giant clients to basically further their interests. So against labor rights, against health care, against everything that people want, but corporations don't want. One of those things is climate change legislation. They lobby against climate change legislation. And so in 2009, when there was a particularly, well, it wasn't a great bill, but it was a bill to deal with climate change called the Waxman-Markey bill. It was actually a terrible bill, but it was something. And the chamber was busy lobbying against it.
Markey? Ed Markey?
Yeah, I guess so.
I have history with him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I forget. I mean, it was a terrible bill, if that history
is
not
surprised.
Good.
I'm not surprised at all.
But it was, you know, it was a cap and trade thing where you, the idea is you pollute, and if you pollute too much, you pay extra money. Or you, if you don't pollute, then you can get money from other people who want to pollute. So it's stupid.
Uh-huh.
You know, what we need is a carbon tax, just like, if you pollute, you pay a lot of money because you're basically causing a lot of damage and somebody's going to have to deal with that.
Yes.
So it's a way of fining corporations for polluting. That's just much more effective, and it works.
So in those few moments when you were the United States Chamber of Commerce,
we announced that not only were we, and the way this happened, by the way, is we set up a fake press conference at the Washington Press Club, the National Press Club in Washington. Other people, the Avaaz Action Factory, who were young climate activists who got it into their head to do this, and contacted us and said, hey, you guys want to work with us on this? And we said, yeah, that sounds amazing. We've never set up a press conference, but, you know, if you know how, we'll do it. And they didn't know how either, but they figured it out, rented the room. We sent out a press advisory and made this announcement on behalf of the Chamber of Commerce, got a bunch of reporters there, made an announcement that we, the Chamber of Commerce, were no longer opposing this climate legislation. We were, in fact, calling for a much stronger piece of legislation, a carbon tax. And, you know, this was because the world was going to go to hell in a handbasket if we didn't do this, and that would be bad for business.
They found out, and they actually burst into your meeting, or what one spokesman did, and he actually wound up sounding more unbelievable than you guys.
Yeah.
And he kind of left with his tail between his legs.
He should have.
If anybody wants to talk to me, I'll be out in the hallway. He basically was saying things like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Where's your business card was the first thing he asked, as if that was, like, mattered if I had business card.
And you had a great comeback for that.
Asked him where his was.
Yes.
Yeah.
In fact, we're going to hear that in a second because we have the promo for the film that's coming out. When is the film actually coming out?
June 12th at IFC.
Okay.
I just have a housekeeping question. What is the title of the film?
Oh, funny.
We were getting
to
that. We were getting to it.
The Yes Men Are Revolting, and we forget to say the titles of our films.
Yeah, so Yes Men Are Revolting. There's two ways you can interpret that. And I guess people who hate the film will say it one way, and people who love the film will say it a different way.
It was translated into Arabic as The Yes Men Are Disgusting. I think they did.
Really?
They
that doesn't quite work, does it?
No. It does also, but...
Well, okay, so we're going to play the promo for this film coming out in June. But for you BAI listeners that support us tonight, we have a very special deal, a very special offer. And we're going to make that clear as soon as we come back. But let's first listen to the promo for the upcoming film, The Yes Men Are Revolting. Okay, and this was my fault. I didn't press the button. See, it's an extra step here. They make you press a button now. And I'm going to press a button. I'm sorry I didn't press the button the first time. And this is the promo for The Yes Men Are Revolting.
So what's your name, sir?
My name is Dick Impala. I'm with Environment Canada.
You don't really work for Environment Canada, do you?
We're in Uganda.
Here, a flooded drought means people die.
Young people are aiming to overthrow the U.S. financial system.
They're an activist group of pranksters.
So go towards the machine gun and then left and you'll be at the UN. Everything will be fine.
It's not the way most people protest, but it's our way to say no to corporate greed.
I'm Eric Wolfschlegel. I'm with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Are you here representing the U.S. Chamber of Commerce?
Yes, I am.
This guy is a fraud. He's lying. Can I see your business card?
Can I see yours?
Scientists are telling us this is the last chance to make a stand.
Hurricane Sandy.
So what do we do?
How stupid is it not to address climate change? This stupid is it not to address climate change?
To keep going, we've got to be part of something bigger than ourselves.
I'm so nervous, even though I'm not doing anything.
Drilling in the Arctic? Let's go. We're pumped.
Sometimes things don't work out exactly right.
Leave now.
They're calling for a squad car.
Oh!
head is going to be right up your ass.
Ow. Oh, sorry.
Oh, right in the eye.
Fantastic.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, we're going to try and describe what that video was showing, because this is radio, obviously, and you couldn't see what was actually being portrayed there. But I also want to say before we get into that, that if those of you who want to support the radio station, who want to support Off the Hook, who want to support the Yes Men, please give a call now, 212-209-2950, for a pledge of $75. You will get a DVD of that movie when the DVD comes out, I believe over the summer. 212-209-2950, a pledge of $75. Not only will you get the DVD, you'll get an autographed DVD from the Yes Men themselves. A pledge of $125, you'll get that DVD plus a grab bag of other assorted Yes Men items. We're talking about the first two films, the fake newspapers that came out. We'll go into more detail on that a little bit later on. And I believe we have playing cards, too, which what are the playing cards, Andy?
Regime change playing cards. It's okay. Vintage from, you know, the Gulf War.
Because I remember that playing cards were actually given out, but it was more like find the evil guys.
Yeah. And they were actually, the Pentagon produced some playing cards with the names of the people in the pictures. And we did the same thing, basically, but with the actual evildoers in the charade.
Okay, so all of that for a pledge of $125, 212-209-2950. So everybody who calls in will get the DVD of this film, which has not yet been released, and it's about to be in just a few weeks. Okay, so Andy, can you tell us, as best you can, what kinds of things were being portrayed in that promo? Some of the sounds,
yeah.
Your head of someone's ass, what was that all about?
Oh, God. weird joke. Not my kind of humor, but we were, oh boy, this is a hard one. This is, well, first of all, this film doesn't portray only successes, and it doesn't portray us as cartoon superhero figures, kind of like our second film did, The Yes Men Fix the World. I mean, I like the film, but it does portray us kind of two-dimensionally. This one is really a full portrait of the difficulties of being an activist, of maintaining hope, of doing, you know, continuing to fight for a long time and stand up for what you care for. And it portrays that because it also portrays the solution, which is to be part of a big movement that's fighting and winning. So individual battles seem not to work sometimes, and that the head up the ass thing is one of the battles that didn't work. But in the movie, right after that, we see, oh, this is working because there are these movements that are winning and do succeed. So we've got to keep that in mind. And, you know, you look historically and movements do succeed. I mean, the civil rights struggle won, women's suffrage won, gay marriage is now a reality almost everywhere. Things win. So, you know, we can beat climate change even though it seems hopeless.
Well, and seeing that, seeing what you're tackling in this film, made me think of Vice, actually, because you're tackling a lot of the same issues, but with a completely different attitude, a lot more humorous and a lot more, I think there's more effectiveness in humor. So you always set out to do that. You always set out to tackle serious issues using humor.
Yes.
Did you find that it works?
Yeah. I mean, it spreads the message. You know, with humor, you can appeal to people who aren't on your side. Because they like to laugh. Everybody likes to laugh, even if the joke is a little bit not your politics. Since, you know, left politics is where humor is. I mean, that's where you can make jokes, because it's against the powerful that humor is funny. It's not against the powerless. And so we have humor on our side, and we can get people who don't agree with our politics to laugh. And that's powerful.
Now, what happens after they laugh?
They start thinking. They think about it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I actually believe that.
So, go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of not only using humor, but in a lot of the things you do, there's this element of just such ridiculousness to it, which is great at highlighting the sort of darker ridiculousness in the things that you're working against. Things like the survival balls and a certain gold suit you've worn in the past,
mm-hmm.
and just these wonderful, like, batty things that they're great at just pointing out the actual ridiculousness of what's going on.
Okay, you mentioned survival balls, so tell us what those are.
These, you see these in this new film as well. They were debuted in our second film. They're Halliburton's solution to climate change. which are these balls, and we presented them at a conference, an insurance conference, catastrophic loss insurance conference, on the Gulf Coast shortly after Katrina. They're balls that protect CEOs, basically, from any climate change catastrophe. They cost a tremendous amount of money, which is why they're only for CEOs. But they are a solution to climate change in that they protect the wealthiest, most powerful people in corporate society. And that, you know, to a corporation is a solution.
Now, there's a scene in the latest film where you guys are climbing up some steps, and I think, is it you that comes tumbling all the way down while being arrested or something?
No,
what happened there?
That's Mike.
Is that Mike? Okay, it's hard to tell when you're wrapped up in that thing.
Yeah, we had an onslaught of about 20 survivaballs, 20 of these things. We waddled up. They don't actually walk very well, but we waddled to the U.S. Capitol and up the steps to take it over. They don't move fast or well, so it was pretty doomed from the start. And they do actually protect you against arrest, it turns out, because the cops just don't know what to do and or where to grab.
It's great when you confuse cops, I know that much.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's also part of the message of our film, is taking risks, you know, risking arrest. That's part of change.
If this sounds like the kind of thing that appeals to you, or if you want to take notes and learn how you can maybe take part in similar activities in the future, please give us a call, 212-209-2950. A pledge of $75 gets you autographed copy of the DVD of The Yes Men Are Revolting, the forthcoming film. A pledge of $125 gets you three films. I should point out, they're autographed as well. The Yes Men Fix the World. The first one was called?
The Yes Men.
The Yes Men. I always have trouble remembering that one. Okay. And The Yes Men Are Revolting. Plus, you'll get the two fake newspapers, which were New York Times, I believe, and New York Post?
New York Post, yeah.
Okay. And you'll get the regime change playing cards. That's for a pledge of $125. A lot of autographs. 212-209-2950. Best of all, though, you're supporting WBAI and keeping us here.
And of course, if you're listening to this in the mysterious future, or you would just like to not use the telephone, you can go to give the numeral 2 WBAI.org. Search for Yes Men in the search box where the premiums are, and you will find the premiums. Or you can also pledge for the other WBAI premiums that are there. Just fill in Off the Hook as the show you're supporting, and help keep the show going and help keep the station going.
While supplies last. So obviously, if you really want to make sure you get this, call now, 212-209-2950. And that way you can be assured that you'll be one of the lucky people to get the Yes Men Are Revolting. Now, Andy, there was more in that promo that was going on. I know there was some climate change activists. What kind of people still are against climate change legislation? I mean, haven't we seen enough evidence?
That's a really good question. I mean, you meet some of the people, well, you see some of the people near the beginning who are against climate change legislation, namely the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the guy who barges into the room to disrupt the conference.
Did you make him laugh at least?
No.
Couldn't make him laugh.
No.
That's too bad.
Impossible. At least not then. But by the end of the film, though, you know, it's a very hopeful film. First of all, because of Occupy Wall Street and other movements that you see in the film, and you understand their impact and what, you know, what they mean.
Yeah, I really like the sense of cooperative and hope through cooperation and getting kind of inspired and learning from other people. I love that because I think that's crucial for everything we do, and definitely something I think people will take away from.
Yeah, I mean, that movement was a huge shot in the arm for us. It just showed that, you know, things can change, and, you know, we can suddenly get the entire country talking about inequality by, you know, a few dozen people sitting a mile away from Wall Street and calling themselves Occupy Wall Street. You know, it's performance art, it's theater, but it really made a huge difference in the way we talk about things. And it's remained. I mean, those networks are still doing work as part of other movements, as part of Black Lives Matter, as part of, you know, Occupy Sandy is legendary.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and it was also a shot in the arm for us because of, you know, we went there and many times people would come up to us and say, I saw one of your films, and that's what got me started thinking about activism, or it encouraged me to get involved more.
Mischief does lead to activism, doesn't it?
Yeah, It does.
I find that amazing because, you know, I conducted a lot of mischief when I was in college. Similar things. We should talk about this sometimes. Well, I'll tell you one thing we did. We changed the policy of the phone company because they used to charge people when they weren't in their dormitories during intersession. And we said that fee was going to be waived. And they got into a big fight with the university thinking that the university had changed the policy. This was back in New York Telephone, and it was amazing to watch this battle taking place in the newspaper, because that's where it was being reported. Another time, and you might have had experience with things like this, where you change history, and you find that unintentionally you've actually changed something in the past. We announced, a bunch of mischief makers and myself announced a curfew.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always fun to announce a curfew. That always gets a good reaction. And it's a ridiculous curfew, too, like, you know, 7 p.m. or something ridiculous like that for the entire campus. And we said that this was, we're reinstating the curfew from the 1960s because of various people double parking or some civil unrest that was going on at the time. And the university had to issue this statement saying we are not reinstituting the curfew from that particular year. In other words, they didn't bother to check whether they ever had a curfew in the first place. But now they said there was, so we sort of made it happen.
That is amazing.
Did you ever have anything like that happen?
No,
where you inadvertently changed history or somebody just agreed with a point that you made, which was not a valid point?
No.
Well, no, I'm sure it's in your future.
But you asked earlier what who would oppose climate change legislation nowadays, and I said, well, you meet people who in the film who did at least oppose it before they changed position. By the way, the chamber changed position on that legislation
did
about
they?
2 weeks after our event, not because of it, but because of a giant groundswell that we were a little part of. So that's positive.
Well, don't underestimate your effect, because I'm sure it had something to do with
who
it.
Who knows? But at the end of the film, you know, to really answer your question, who would oppose it? I mean, it's a really good question, because at the end of the film, we go to a Homeland Security conference posing as the Department of Energy, and we announce that the U.S. is going to undergo an energy revolution. We're going to completely abolish fossil fuels in a very short time, and we're going to replace it with renewable energy that will be owned or communally owned by Native American tribes as partial reparations for genocide, and sited on well-winded and sunned lands that they've been put on. And we had a couple of Native Americans there who got the entire audience of Homeland Security professionals, defense contractors, et cetera, to stand up and do a supposedly traditional Native American round dance for energy revolution. It was quite stunning. You really got to see it.
And that's in the film.
Yeah, that's
wow.
In the film. So who is against climate change legislation? Not many people, really, if you really make the case to them. And if we really take over and just decide, you know, we want this, it's kind of amazing who's going to follow.
212-209-2950. We need to see some calls coming in. It's been kind of light, and I'm hoping to see a deluge. 212-209-2950. For a $75 pledge, you will get the new Yes Men movie, The Yes Men Are Revolting, signed by Andy and Mike from The Yes Men. For a pledge of $125, you'll get that plus a whole lot more Yes Men material, a couple of other films and some fake newspapers, really well-done fake newspapers, and the playing cards for regime change. 212-209-2950. Let's see these phone calls come in so that we know that our audience is appreciating the enthusiasm, the inspiration that these guys have brought to the world. When did you start doing Yes Men things?
1999.
Wow.
Yeah, it was during the Seattle protests.
That's when you got started, during the Seattle protests.
Yeah.
Which we broadcast live on this station, and it was definitely a turning point. But
yeah.
It was IMC. It was in the media center that we thought was being born at that time. Had no idea the Yes Men would also be born then.
Yeah, a lot of things were born. I mean, movements are inspiring, and movements have lots of effects. So, yeah, we actually couldn't even go to the protests, but we were inspired by them, and we were... You know, our attention was really focused, and so we set up a fake WTO website Just because we were playing around with websites. It was the time when, you know, you could play around with websites and copy them and people would notice.
You didn't have to pay anything to register a website many times before then.
Yeah, not much.
Yeah. Anyways, maybe it was free. You could register any name you wanted.
Oh.
And this was back in the mid-90s.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot of people grabbed some good domains then.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah, somebody grabbed GATT.org, G-A-T-T, which was the previous initials of the WTO. So he bought that just as... the WTO changed names and became the WTO.
Interesting.
And he gave it to us, and we put our fake copy on it, and it got a ton of attention, mainly because the WTO wrote a press release about it, condemning it. And we sent that press release on to many other people who found it very amusing. And because of that, it got some articles about it and got into search engines as a result of the articles. And soon enough, we were getting lots of email intended for the WTO, including eventually one inviting us to a conference. So that's how we got. It was directly a cause of the result of the Seattle protests.
People really don't do a lot of research when they invite you to things, right? They invited you as a representative of the WTO, and they just didn't do their homework, and you actually went and announced their dissolution. Is
yeah.
that right?
Well, later we did. We spoke as the WTO about five times, and finally we just had to announce their dissolution because had to do something different.
What's the biggest threat that you face doing these kinds of things? Do people threaten you with physical violence? They threaten you with lawsuits, prison time?
No. The biggest threat is probably our own fear, which we don't have that much of anymore because we've found it isn't merited. I mean, people always wonder whether we get sued or arrested, and the answer is really no. I mean, in 20 years of doing this, we've never been arrested for it, certainly. There's nothing criminal about it. In fact, once the police actually sprang us from the clutches of security guards who had detained us.
Wow.
Long story. But in this film, though, you do see that we do get sued by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, they sued you?
Yeah, it's the first time in 20 years, the only time. And for 4 years, we had this lawsuit hanging over our heads.
Uh-huh.
Pro bono lawyers agreed to defend it. The EFF rose to our defense, mainly the Electronic Frontier Foundation, San Francisco, fantastic organization.
Yes.
And they brought on a very large law firm, and their lawyers defended us pro bono. 4 years later, it was about to head to court finally, 4 years on, and just as it was about to head to court, they dropped it.
Wow.
Without any prejudice. Yeah, so it was actually kind of disappointing.
Yeah, because that could have been, you know, a fourth film easily, just what happened in that, what kinds of things they said in court.
Exactly.
212-209-2950. Please give us a call. Pledge $75 to get your autographed copy of the new Yes Man film on DVD. Pledge $125 to get that, plus two more films and newspapers and playing cards and all kinds of fun things that come along with being a WBAI supporter. 212-209-2950. I'd like everybody to give a reason why we should be getting people to call. I know, Bernie, you have something to say.
Yeah, I was going to say, I love the Yes Men. Thanks for coming on, Andy. And this whole genre of protest that you do is kind of well known to many of our listeners and those who attend the Hope Conference is social engineering. But you guys are masters at the art of social engineering, corporations, news media organizations, pseudo-government organizations or NGOs. Just watching them get schooled by your social engineering is inspiring. It makes everybody watching this stuff want to do this themselves because it just so looks like so much fun. It's so effective. It's more effective than just like a street protest or something because you're turning the tables on them. It's kind of like informational judo. It's brilliant. So I really encourage your listeners who are fans of social engineering to see some of the best people in the world doing it against some of the most deserving targets by calling 212-209-2950. And you'll get the, in addition to supporting the station, WBAI, which broadcasts this kind of material, you'll get the new film, The Yes Men Are Revolting. For a pledge of $75, if you want to pledge $125, you get that film plus a bunch of Yes Men paraphernalia, fake newspapers, playing cards and the like. But the main thing is to support the station, WBAI, which is probably the only station that's going to broadcast this kind of material supporting these kind of protest activities. 212-209-2950.
Anyone else?
Yeah, I kind of feel like it's almost like using the private space, because you're acting privately, right? And instead of what Bernie had alluded to, like public protests, our traditional concept of it. But it is really, I think, powerful to act privately, but with a lot of research. And I do see that, and I'm curious, how do you think of these things? And you must be getting organized, and what kind of tips and advice might you give other people that want to do the same kind of thing or would love to work in this way?
Mm-hmm. Well, ultimately what we do is protest. You know, it is like street protest. It's just that we're doing these things that... you know, we want to get into the media. And street protest is often about making an impression in the media, too. It's not only about the people who see the protest directly. It's about, 100,000 people hit the streets of New York today. That can make the front page of the New York Times, and it often does. And that's fantastic and way more effective than one of our things. But we can do something with just two or three or four people. So, I never want to discount the importance of street protest.
I was thinking in the context of cops bailing you out of security, them trying to detain you. It's like, it's not really a public action, but it's private, and they're bailing you out in sort of a public, like, using their assessment as, police officers to help you navigate sort of the clutches of private security. But definitely, that's, I heard that in there. The power in organizing privately and then springing this sort of well thought out plan in on a day and time of your choosing in a non-public way. You're not telling people to show up somewhere in a forum or, you know, gather in a large group, but rather a very targeted action. Yeah. And it's beautiful. It's really beautiful to see. And it's
thanks.
Inspiring. So.
I mean, it's a big discovery process. We're constantly learning. Like, the thing with the cops happened, it just totally surprised us to be detained at all by security guards, and then that the cops would free us from their clutches was just weird. But we're constantly learning things like that. And you see, I mean, Bernie said that we're masters of social engineering. No, you guys are masters of social engineering. We're rank amateurs. And you see, I'm not going to give away all the secrets in the film, but you see us just fail completely at doing this, and yet we still manage to go on and do an action. So, you know, the message is you can do this at home. We're not especially talented at this kind of thing. We know what to expect. We know what not to worry about. We know that when we do flop, it may not really be a flop. We may still be able to go ahead with it, but we do make giant mistakes.
Failure is a very big part of social engineering. It's how you get out of the failure, how you recover from it, and what you do next. That's really what tells your how successful.
Okay, I got some stories there. So
you have any spectacular failures you'd like to share?
Oh yeah, right before the so we were on our way to the Homeland Security Conference in D.C. and the one where I was going to pose as the Department of Energy, and we got a call from the the PR agency we were impersonating. We had impersonated a PR agency and promised the conference Colin Powell that he was going to come speak at their conference, and that's why that was the slot that we were then going to show up in and say, oh, here's the head of the, whatever, the Department of Energy. And we got a call from that PR agency saying, who are you? We just got a call from the conference looking for somebody named X, whatever it was. And, there is no such person, but they gave us this number. Who are you? And, we said, well, we work for you in your, Florida office, I guess. And he said, who's your boss? And we made up some name, and he hung up. So we were like, oh, wow, we're sunk. It's totally. And then the conference called us and said, what's up? We tried calling the PR company and so we just, we made some lame excuse and hung up, and we were driving there with this team of, by now it was like 10, 20 people. We were all organized. It was the worst feeling in the world. But then about an hour later, we got another call from the conference, who then said, you guys arriving pretty soon? They had basically forgotten, and the PR agency had not called them to say that we were imposters.
So they busted you, but they forgot to tell anybody.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, yes, it was like...
That is awesome.
Yeah,
that
incompetence awesome. At its best.
Well, it's just proof that you should never give up. You know?
Yeah,
always
exactly.
keep trying to achieve your end, and worst case scenario, you'll get found out, and okay, you'll try something else. When you're on the phone, you're anonymous anyway, so you know the fact that you're able to appear in media and at press conferences and not be recognized tells me that even when you're on video, there are still ways.
See. Yeah, and you know, it reminds me of, I think the reason is that we went and spoke with Julian Assange as part of making this film, and one thing he said really struck with me, that the forces of darkness are extremely well-funded, but they're not enthusiastic about what they do. They don't care, you know, the way we do about it, and we're not well-funded, but we care, and we marshal all of our cleverness to do these things.
I think that ties in nicely with what we're trying to do here. I mean, we're at this station. WBAI has been on the air for over 50 years purely through the efforts of its listeners and its community, just throwing in their support and saying they believe it's worth keeping this going. And you've got projects like your film actually had crowdfunding.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. I'm one of your backers. But also, it's a thing that I think is really sort of turning the tables in the way people can get their work out there, can get their messages out there. Could you tell us a little bit about what it was like going that route?
Crowdfunding is difficult for filmmakers. It comes because we don't have public funding of the arts like most developed countries. So it's a sad situation for us to have to be in. But we have to do it, and you know, WBAI is the same. You know, you have to do it, and people have to support it. And ultimately, we're looking to make a better society, and WBAI is part of that, of course. And in that better society, we will have public funding for the arts again, the way we did at one point, and the way many other countries do. But it's really, you know, we didn't enjoy having to beg for money.
Yeah, we feel that here, too, and yet we still believe that if you call 212-209-2950, pledge for the Yes Men DVD, pledge for the extended package if you can, and show your support, show that this station is worth continuing, this show is worth continuing, and the things we do are worth doing. That's what keeps us going. That's the only thing that's kept us going for over five decades.
Yes, join those people calling in now, 212-209-2950. A pledge of $75 gets you your own autographed copy of The Yes Men Are Revolting, the brand new film about to be released next month, and a pledge of $125 plus two other films, also autographed, and the two newspapers and the playing cards. Tell us about the newspapers. What was that like?
Oh, yeah. One of them's in the film. We made a fake New York Post to coincide with UN talks. But unlike the New York Post, this one tells the truth. And it's about climate change. It has like a traditional New York Post style slogan on the front, "We're screwed," and shows a giant hurricane coming towards New York. And strangely, this was well before Sandy hit. But the picture of the hurricane that we montaged looks weirdly like Sandy. And inside is all kinds of real news about climate change.
And you gave this out?
On the streets of New York. Yeah, we printed about 100,000 copies and passed it out on the streets of New York.
It looks so convincing, really, except for the fact that it's intelligent and has New York Post. But how was it received?
You know, it's strangely people didn't even really notice. This was surprising. We also earlier had printed a fake New York Times, which announced really great news in contrast. Like, the Iraq War was over, and higher education would be free. There would be a maximum wage law, so the CEOs could only make a certain amount. And people were just thrilled, and people, you know, wept. It was crazy. I mean, it was a bit embarrassing. This, in contrast, people saw we're screwed and just walked on.
Uh-huh.
Like, of course we're screwed. You know,
that's the kind of thing the Post would say, I guess.
Yeah,
that kind of headline.
Yeah, and people, you know, were so used to getting that message.
Well, if you're one of the people that was handed a copy of this and you fell for it and thought it was real and threw it out, this is your chance to get another one, because they're collector's items and they're not going to last forever, that's for sure. 212-209-2950. Pledge of $125, you'll get the two newspapers, the three films, and the playing cards. For a pledge of $75, you'll get the brand new film, which is coming out next month, The Yes Men Are Revolting. I'm going to play a clip from the film, and maybe you could tell us what's in it, because obviously we can't play the video, but we can play the audio. Hopefully I played all the, I pushed all the right buttons. Okay, we're going to play a short clip from the film, The Yes Men Are Revolting.
We had tipped off some reporters that a big announcement was going to be made at the zoo.
Okay, that's the entirety of the clip, unfortunately, but people riding a boat somewhere, some kids singing or something. What was that all about?
Yeah, we, well, in the film, earlier in the film, we go after Shell Oil, which is, again, actually heading to the Arctic, the U.S. Arctic, to drill for oil. But back then, this was the first time around. They had spent $4 billion lobbying the Obama administration to get the permit to drill in the Arctic. And they had some drill rigs, which they were sending out to up to the Arctic. It was a catastrophic effort. They ran aground. They didn't manage to actually sink any drills in, and a lot of malfeasance. And the government actually revoked their permit to drill for a while. And after that, Shell went to Gazprom, the big oligarch-run, corrupt Russian company, gangster company, basically. Shell went to them to collaborate with them on drilling in the Russian Arctic. And so this was a thing that we figured out to do. We pretended to be Gazprom, and we got a barge. We worked with Greenpeace, and one of their barges, we paraded through the canals of Amsterdam with a giant polar bear on it, which was supposedly Gazprom's gift from the Arctic to the people of Amsterdam to thank them for collaborating with them. And had this whole crazy procession down the canals with this... It's clearly very unhappy polar bear, which we then took to the zoo, and you can see what happens at the zoo when you see the movie.
And the contents of the song.
And the song is just actually a Russian children's song.
Oh, okay. I thought it had special secret meaning, but
no.
So, and the reaction to this?
Well, a lot of befuddlement, a lot of confusion, and... ultimately, it didn't really work great as an action, to be honest. The previous action we did as Shell in Seattle worked amazingly well. There we put on a party as Shell to celebrate the launch of the drill rigs and mounted this whole advertising campaign for Shell to, you know, celebrate the drilling in the Arctic. And it had a number of levels, social media levels, physical level, YouTube, and so on. And it was a pretty great success. A lot of people found out about the drilling in the Arctic that way.
I mean, I'm sorry the action didn't work as you planned, but where did you obtain a polar bear from?
Oh, yeah, right. The Arctic. That's where they live.
Oh, okay.
No, Greenpeace. And it was just the skin of the polar bear. It was actually not even real skin. It was like a Hollywood costume that had been given to Greenpeace and then loaned to us.
I wonder how many people out there actually thought there was a real polar bear involved.
I think everyone.
Okay, good.
It looks amazingly realistic.
Now you know what it's like to be pranked by the S-Men. Okay, I'm going to play another clip here because you have to go at the top of the hour. And again, 212-209-2950. It's a phone number to call. We're only going to have these items for a limited time. The brand new Yes Men film, The Yes Men Are Revolting, coming out next month. $75 pledge, 212-209-2950.
June 12th.
June 12th is when it's actually being released to the world.
IFC Theater. You can go to theyesmenarerevolting.com.
That's right. You can see the promo that we played before, and you can see what's actually in it. But your calls are vital to us because they keep us going here at the radio station. This is all donated time, donated material, and your donations to keep the radio station going are what will make us still be around in 5 years, 10 years.
I should also mention we're not even sure we're going to be selling this DVD outside of this. So this may be your only chance to get this DVD.
I mean, there will be
other ways to see it, you know, iTunes and so on. But to actually hold a DVD in your hands is a very special thing.
Yeah.
This is going to be a nice one.
Last time we did something with the Yes Men where we had autographed material, it was extremely popular. So that's why we encourage people to call in and take advantage of this. But mostly you should be calling in to keep the radio station going because we just keep going. You're in our Brooklyn studio now. We just set it up. We're building. We're expanding. And a couple of years ago, a lot of people were writing us off saying, there's no future. Well, here we are. You know, there is a future, and we're planning it. But we need your help to do that. And that's why we have these fun drives. This is the spring fun drive. It's been planned for quite a while, and we hope to get a strong showing tonight. 212-209-2950 is off the hook. We're on the air for 2 hours tonight. First hour devoted entirely to this Yes Men project. And when I say Yes Men project, I know there's got to be other projects that you guys are working on.
Yeah, we are.
Anything you can give a hint as to? Or
One thing we're doing is, I mean, we are working on new projects, actually. We're working on something that we're going to shoot in 1 week, but I can't tell you anything about that, actually. But we're also looking at 20 years of stuff that we've been doing, and a little bit of that has made it into the three movies, but there's a lot more. And we're starting to think of we're starting to edit that stuff into episodes. Like for example, we went and visited Julian Assange twice, and there was this whole thing where we found out we were being spied on by Stratfor because of a WikiLeaks leak. Stratfor was a corporate spy agency, is a corporate spy agency, and they were spying on us on behalf of Dow Chemical. And there's a whole story in there that we're now in the process of cutting into a piece. And there's about 20 pieces like that in the last at least or more.
That's really awesome. That's awesome. Now, you got to think about how many media outlets in this city would devote this amount of time to something of this nature.
True.
I'm sure the media coverage that you do get is probably unintended. Well, actually, it is intended for you. It's when you're pretending to be somebody else.
We get media coverage sometimes, but it's cursory. It's it tends to be like media coverage
and judgmental.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's short. It's like the American media is notoriously short attention span.
That's very familiar. We've run into that with issues of hacking and stuff like that. We do a lot of news on this show as far as articles and things that are going on in the hacker world. But when we have maybe a huge conference and thousands of people from around the world come around, it seems like we get a lot less press, or there's some disaster that's more important that weekend.
Yeah. No, it's the way it works. And when the media operates by the profit motive, then whatever's most flashy gets the most attention, and you don't have time to actually delve into issues, which is why WBAI is absolutely essential. So call
212-209-2950 in the last few minutes of this segment. So please, let's see a strong phone showing. 212-209-2950. $75 level gets you the DVD of The Yes Men Are Revolting. And $125 gets you that, plus two other DVDs and two fake newspapers and the playing cards, all of which are collector's items. There'll be hours and hours of entertainment and education as well. 212-209-2950. If you support free speech, if you support this particular radio station, if you support the hacker perspective from us here at Off the Hook, please give a call now. 212-209-2950. And we'll be happy to send you these as our thanks. Now, Andy, I'm going to play you another promo, or actually a clip from the film. And if you could describe as best you can what's actually going on here, that will be beneficial to our listeners. Here we go.
To the steps!
When thousands vote with their feet and put pressure on government.
How stupid is it not to address climate change? How stupid is it not to address climate change?
is our country.
Okay, that sounded like something unraveling. What was going on there?
That's when we took 20 or so survivor balls to the U.S. Capitol to launch an assault on the U.S. Capitol and take it over, of course, and not move until not move from within or let anybody in or out until they took action on climate change. But it sort of failed.
And for listeners who might not have seen a survival ball, could you describe one a little bit?
Oh, yeah, they're giant round, they're person-sized round, except round, objects, which are, they showed up in our previous film, The Yes Men Fix the World. We presented them as Halliburton at an insurance conference as the solution to climate change for corporations, for corporate CEOs. They basically keep a corporate CEO safe under any climate change circumstance so that they can keep turning a profit even under terrible conditions for everybody else.
Fascinating. Wow.
You know, it's true.
Well, I have one last clip because you got to head out of here in just a few minutes. But again, please keep those phone lines ringing 212-209-2950. Support WBAI. Support Off the Hook. Support the Yes Men. And get something really cool in exchange. $75 pledge, you'll get the DVD. $125, you'll get a lot of DVDs and all kinds of other fun things as well. 212-209-2950. And here is the final clip from The Yes Men Are Revolting.
Dave Farrenthal from The Washington Post. Is there a sense from you guys that this is an inevitable thing and so you should get in to try to make...
Okay, I'm Eric Wolfslagle. I'm with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. This is not an official U.S. Chamber of Commerce event. I don't know what pretenses you're here, but this is a fraudulent press activity and a stunt.
Who are you really, sir?
Do you have a business card? Are you with the U.S. Chamber?
I do.
Can I see your business card?
Can I see yours?
Are you here representing the U.S. Chamber of Commerce?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, I work there, and you do not look familiar to me at all.
Could I see your business card?
Is this
card?
A stunt?
Are you interrupting a press meeting?
Yes, I am. This guy does not represent the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Can we finish the interview?
No.
If you would like to have a press conference, you can have your own press conference.
What is your position?
I just spoke my position.
What is your official title with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce?
I'm the assistant to Mr. Donahue.
Okay. This guy is a fraud. He's lying. This is, a stunt that I've never seen before. So if you'd like to actually talk to the legitimate Chamber of Commerce, I've got my business cards outside. This gentleman, I will assure you, does not have any business cards, and he's not legitimate.
Show me your business card. No, show me yours.
They both look like imposters.
You got a business card?
It's so weird, though. But
you don't look familiar.
Really.
Actually, this sign-in sheet here.
I'm sorry. Excuse me, sir. We have rented this room.
Yes.
You're going to have to refund us.
Fraudulently. It's fraud. It's illegal.
Sir.
All right, so the U.S. Chamber's denying it now. All right, so maybe not.
Okay. Those are anchor people from a news station.
Yeah, the guy at the end who says maybe not had earlier announced that the U.S. Chamber was changing position and calling for a carbon tax.
So clearly nobody knew what was going on. It was massive confusion.
Yeah.
And wow. And you just basically, the guy came in to challenge you guys.
Yeah.
And you just turned the tables on him and challenged him and made it seem like he was the one that didn't belong there.
I mean, really... His barging in was just the best piece of luck we could have possibly had. I mean, we were going to get some attention, but we just got a day heavy rotation on all the networks, all the biggest shows, because it was just so funny that this guy with a pencil behind his ear barges into this press conference and there's this confrontation. And, the media like to laugh, even the corporate media, even the, Fox News types. They gobble up anything with a punchline. That's funny. Well, maybe not Fox News, but all the rest, MSNBC, let's say, and CNN. They, and they're owned by big corporations, but their bread and butter is, making people laugh. So sometimes we can do that.
Wow.
Making people afraid, and we don't want to do that.
Bernie, you've been quiet. Anything you'd like to add to this?
I was just splitting a gut listening to this, Emmanuel. It was great. It was just like they made it so much better by calling you a fraud, and you made him look like a fraud for calling you a fraud, and it became this whole circular argument that generated so much more publicity. So kudos for pulling off like the best social engineering judo I ever seen.
Well, it was an accident. It was really an accident. He actually, we sent out a press advisory beforehand and simultaneously launched a virtual sit-in of the phone lines of the Chamber of Commerce so nobody could get through. We had people call in so that nobody could actually get through. But one of the reporters who received our press advisory didn't even look at where the press conference was going to be. It said National Press Club, but she just assumed that it would be at the Chamber of Commerce since it's the Chamber of Commerce and they have conference rooms, obviously. So she just went to the Chamber of Commerce looking for the press conference, which was reasonable. And, you know, that's how that guy got tipped off, the head of PR, and came barging in 2 hours.
You know. And that guy's reaction just encapsulates why what you do is so effective and how you do it, because as he's tripping over his words, this is a fraudulent press event. Like, it's not even, there isn't the vocabulary in this world for something like you were doing. It's just we've got the system of people put out press releases, people put out press conferences, press consumes them, and this is just so accepted that nobody really thinks to question any of it. And so the fact that you guys did is just so strange and unexpected, and it just really throws a monkey wrench in things.
Oh, thanks.
You know, polar bears are beyond my procurement abilities, but business cards, you can get them free online.
Yeah. Not so hard, really. You could get them. It was a bit befuddling that it was because of the business cards that he thought that he had unmasked us. I actually, weirdly, did have business cards on me that said so-and-so from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, but I was kind of embarrassed because they weren't very good. So that's actually why I didn't pull them out and show them to him.
Well, imagine if you had, you know, if you had business cards that were convincing.
Yeah.
What would his reaction have been then?
But it would have just opened you up for scrutiny. Sorry.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. That I was going to say exactly that. Yeah.
It's great.
All right. Well, Andy, I want to thank you so much for being a part of this and for helping us out here at the at the radio station.
No, thank you guys for helping us out. I mean, we depend on WBAI, and you know, if it weren't for you, we wouldn't have a place to, you know, actually talk about the issues. So we've gotten a lot of attention from a lot of people at WBAI for a very long time, and it's the best coverage we've gotten. So,
well, that's good to hear. And you out there listening to this, if you've gained anything from or inspiration or just had a good laugh listening to some of the things that Andy and friends have been up to, please support that, because by supporting WBAI, you are supporting that kind of creativity and free expression and providing a forum for it to be discussed and shared. 212-209-2950. Again, we have lots and lots of premiums. It's not about the premiums. We're offering some really cool things tonight, but what it's really about is making that phone call and supporting this radio station. 212-209-2950. We have the $75 level with the Yes Men Are Revolting DVD. We have the $125 level with that DVD plus two others and some newspapers and playing cards. 212-209-2950. It doesn't matter which premium package you choose. The important thing is that you make the phone call and support WBAI so that we can keep talking about things like this and all sorts of other things that will come down the road in the future. We can never predict what's going to happen next. But I do know that whatever does happen, it's great to have a radio station like WBAI to get the word out. And that's something that I think people don't realize until it's too late. Yeah. And many places it has been too late. Community radio stations have gone under because of expenses, because of lack of listener support, or mismanagement, all kinds of reasons. But we hope to keep this place going, and so far we've been going since 1960. I think we're the longest established format, which is no format, of any radio station here in New York. I really do. You can't pick a station that has not either moved its frequency or changed its format in that period of time. Wow. And that says something. That says something about listeners, says something about freedom of speech, about how powerful that is.
Yeah.
So you can join that. 212-209-2950. It takes a couple of minutes. We take credit cards. You can pay by the month if you want. There's all sorts of possibilities. The important thing, though, is that you make the call, because this is the time that we are asking for support.
Yeah. Radio stations like BAI are really one of the backbones of the movement that is making enormous change and has for a very long time. And we're in the middle of a movement, of course. You know, things are going to change dramatically. It started with Occupy Wall Street and the movements around that time elsewhere as well. And it's, you know, continues and it's building and it'll come and go in the media. But it's because of the constant attention to this movement that's paid by WBAI that's one of the reasons it keeps going. So it's incredibly important to keep it going.
It all ties together, and we see that week after week with whatever topic we're discussing, wow, this has a relation to the hacker world or to the freedom of speech world, to the radio world. It all kind of is the same, you know? We're all fighting the same battles and sharing the experiences and getting stronger as a result.
Yep.
And this is a perfect example of how we can all get stronger by keeping this radio station on the air. 212-209-2950. Please make that call now.
I just wanted to reiterate, and we haven't emphasized this enough, and I would just say that this is a very formative time for the station. We are in a new space. There's a lot of building and rebuilding that has yet to go on here. And there's a lot of work parties probably and volunteers and just a lot of the equipment from the previous location that's not even here, not yet out of storage. And just even looking at the space, how we're going to approach designing new studios and production studios for producers, it's all going to take a lot of work. So this is it. This is the beginning here. Second week for us here. Last week was our first week. We're excited. It's an adjustment for certain, and definitely on the technical side, the station is being reborn, and your pledge goes to support the regular donation cycle and needs here, but especially now we'll go to tangible things like build out and furniture and the real stuff that's going to set us up with a good foundation.
It's amazing to see it develop. But it's developing because of you, the listener. There's no other reason. We don't take, this is a little known fact, well, it's a known fact around here, but it might not be as known out there. We don't take underwriting. And underwriting is a huge source of income. But the reason we don't take underwriting is because it tends to compromise the programming. Imagine, Andy, if this particular program was underwritten by AT&T. You think that might cloud what we could talk about a little bit, you know? When we're talking about various evil things they're up to, or just potential evil things they're up to.
Totally.
Or just, you know, maybe they don't want us to talk about technology at all. You know, we have to, they're the bread and butter. They're the money that's coming in. You got to pay attention to that.
Yeah. I mean, one thing I should mention before I go to is the Action Switchboard, speaking of AT&T and telephone networks.
See how easy it is? Yeah.
We have this platform called the Action Switchboard, which is about basically going after corporations and anyone who you feel is doing something really bad through creative direct action. And it's a platform we've made to help you if you have an idea or if you want to work with people on an idea and crowdfund and crowdsource for those actions. We wouldn't be able to talk about that platform, for example, if AT&T were funding this program, I think.
Yeah, and so because we don't do that, because we don't have underwriting here at WBAI New York, it's 8:06, and personal computer show is not on this week. It will be on next week. But because we do not have underwriting here at WBAI, that closes off a huge source of potential funding. But it's because of idealistic reasons we don't do it. And sometimes you pay dearly for idealism, as I think we all know. But if listeners are there to back us up, to support us, to say, yes, this is what we want, this is the kind of radio that we will pledge for, then it's more than worth it, more than worth sacrificing that.
Yeah, it's a bargain.
212-209-2950.
You pay more dearly for not having idealism. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes, in the end you do. Andy, you got to go, right?
Yeah.
We're gonna go out with the promo again. We're gonna play the promo because we do want to get people to call in and we want to get them enthused about the film. And hopefully you'll be back again before the film comes out and we can talk more specifically about that event.
Yep.
A lot of fun things happening. But yeah. I got to thank you because you're a true inspiration.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. So many people though are engaging in mischief now after seeing something the Yes Men did. And I'm sure parents everywhere are cursing your name, but in the end, we will be a stronger society for this, and hopefully there'll be Yes Men affiliates all throughout the planet.
Yeah.
All right.
And WBAI will be part of making that.
I think we are. I think we're a Yes Men affiliate right here.
Definitely.
212-209-2950. You can become a Yes Men affiliate yourself just by pledging. Yes, we will officially knight you with that particular title. If you give us a call, 212-209-2950. Again, $75 pledge, you will get the brand new Yes Men Are Revolting film on DVD, autographed by both Yes Men. For a pledge of $125, you'll get that plus two other films, also autographed. You'll get the newspapers, which I believe are autographed as well. A lot of autographs here. And you will get the playing cards, which I actually have never seen, so I'm going to be interested in that myself. 212-209-2950. Any last words on this from you, Bernie?
I just would encourage our listeners to call and support this kind of programming on WBAI. This is not the kind of thing you're hearing on any commercial radio station. If you like what you're hearing, please call 212-209-2950.
Okay. Last words, Andy, before you head out?
Oh, keep it up.
Got the limo waiting downstairs?
Yeah, of course.
Three guy limos. Comes in a stretch limo and has bodyguards all over the place. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way I see my bicycle. Uh-huh.
Wow. And again, thanks. And we look forward to future projects, seeing you at Hope in the future and just seeing you on the BBC maybe and whatever happens. All right. We're gonna go out with a promo, and we'll be back with another hour of Off the Hook right after that. Stay tuned.
So what's your name, sir?
So my name is Dick Impala. I'm with Environment Canada.
You don't really work for Environment Canada, do you?
War in Uganda.
Here, a flooded route means people die.
Young people are aiming to overthrow the U.S. financial system.
Get the ball! Get the ball!
We've been working with the Yes Men.
The Yes Men?
The Yes Men.
They're an activist group of pranksters.
So go towards the machine gun and then left and you'll be at the U.N. Everything will be fine.
It's not the way most people protest, but it's our way to say no to corporate greed.
I'm Eric Wolfslagle. I'm with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Are you here representing the U.S. Chamber of Commerce?
Yes, I am.
This guy is a fraud. He's lying. Can I see your business card?
Can I see yours?
Scientists are telling us this is the last chance to make a stand.
This is Hurricane Sandy.
So what do we do?
Going, we've got to be part of something bigger than ourselves.
I'm so nervous, even though I'm not doing anything.
Drilling in the Arctic? Let's go. We're pumped.
Sometimes things don't work out exactly right.
Leave now.
They're calling for a squad car.
No!
Get costumes.
Oh my god.
My head is gonna be right up your ass.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, right in the eye.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. You're listening to WBAI, you're listening to Off the Hook here on our expanded time slot this Wednesday night. Again, the Personal Computer Show, not on this week. I believe they will be back next week, if not in 2 weeks for sure. 212-209-2950 is our phone number, and we will be offering the Yes Men premiums up until 9 o'clock. And beyond that, if they are available at give2wbai.org. Please don't type out the numeral 2 after the... Yeah, it's on, I know people take things literally sometimes. It's give the number 2... don't type that either. Give to wbai.org. Just go there. You'll find it. And look for the Yes Men. You look for the Yes Men premiums, and you will find it that way as well. 212-209-2950, though, is the phone number to call if you want to support the radio station. And I would hope that everybody listening does want to support the radio station. What do you guys think of that? Bernie, any reflections and thoughts on the Yes Men?
That was a lot of fun. It says a lot about WBAI that the Yes Men would come on this show on this station and you know, really overt the mission of the station and what it does. I'm kind of inspired. I think they're kind of celebrities, and this is just what we do. This is what the station is all about. WBAI is a social protest, informing people about things, having fun doing that. And it's great. So, you know, even if you don't want to pledge for a premium, it's worth calling here just to support the station at 212-209-2950.
Yeah, and I would also like to point out that we still have available our some copies of our books from last week that we were offering. So for a pledge of $55, you could get a copy of either Teach Your Kids to Code or Beautiful Lego, both books which